The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Chicken and tiger prawn pad Thai noodles.
Yeah. And I think, Thai cookery is something that I learned about when I spent about 6 years living in Australia when I was 20 or 21. And I remember the first time eating proper Thai food when I lived over there. Now, obviously, it's very accessible here in Ireland, but it's easy enough to do if you follow the recipe and get the kind of concept behind it. So, pad Thai is a rice noodle dish that's finished with an egg, which I'm going to talk about now. So, the first thing you need to make pad Thai is flat rice noodles. Now, they sell these in all the supermarkets. Mm-hmm. I've seen them. Try and pick the ones that are a little bit wider, so they really look like tagliatelle, rather than the really fine rice noodles. The rice noodles are better to eat cold, I think. And then you need 3 cloves of garlic, a knob of ginger, a handful of fresh coriander that I want you to pick the leaves off and chop, and then roughly chop the stalks. A red chilli chopped, leave the seeds in, just add a bit less if you don't want the heat. 2 limes, which you're going to juice, a couple of tablespoons of sunflower oil, then a couple of chicken breasts, which you're going to really thinly slice. 12 tiger prawns, but I want you to cut them half across the middle.
Do you devein them? Do you take
when you cut them in half, exactly, take the guts out. And then you need 6 spring onions that you're going to thinly slice, 100 grams of button mushrooms, thinly sliced again, 3 tablespoons of fish sauce, which is an ingredient I think people get nervous about, but it really is essential in Thai cookery. A couple of tablespoons of sweet chilli sauce, and then 2 eggs, which are going to lightly beat as if you're making scrambled eggs. And then for the garnish, you're going to need some chopped peanuts. Now, to make the dish, first of all, you're going to cook the noodles. So the rice noodles, normally to cook them, follow the instructions on the packet, but normally you bring some boiling water up to the boil with a little bit of salt, drop them in.
They just explode.
No, that's if you're going to deep fry them. So I'm going to get you to boil them. Oh. So drop them into cold water. Boiling salted water. And then all you're doing is rehydrating them. But you don't have to worry like with pasta, because there's no starch in there really. And then you just pop the lid on, turn the heat off underneath, and leave them sitting in that boiling water for about 10 minutes. And that'll soften the noodles up for you. And then in a mortar and pestle, if you have one, if you don't have a blender, you're just going to really finely chop all this. So what you add, the garlic, the ginger, the coriander stalks, the chilli with a good pinch of salt, and you're going to make a paste. So that's the paste where the flavour is coming from. Then I want you to heat a wok and get the wok smoking hot. So put it on your stove, and really there should be smoke coming out of it. Add in a little bit of oil, and you're going to quickly flash fry the chicken for about 3 or 4 minutes till it's cooked through. Mm-hmm. When you put it into the pan, leave it alone, because I want it to kind of get crispy and caramelise. And then you take it out of the pan, set it to one side on a plate, and repeat that process again with the prawns. Except for a minute or two, the prawns take no time to cook, as you know. And then we get into making the actual dish itself. So after you've seared off your chicken and your prawns, then you're going to go in a little bit more oil into the wok, and you're going to add in that paste that we made in the blender or the mortar and pestle. And straight away, your house is going to fill up with the smell of the coriander, the ginger, the garlic and the chilli. So you stir fry that for about a minute. Then you add everything back in again. So we're going to go back in. So you add in the spring onion and the mushrooms, and then you add the chicken back in, and you give that a quick fry for a minute. Then those drained noodles gets in. And as I'm even talking about this, you need a bit of speed here. Yeah. So you're just adding everything in, moving it with a spoon, making sure you're covering everything. Then you go in with your prawns, your lime juice, your fish sauce and your sweet chilli. So that's your seasoning. And I want you to give it a little taste. It should taste a little bit salty, a little bit sour, and a little bit of heat. If it's too sour, add a little bit more sweet chilli. If it's too salty, a little bit more sweet chilli will balance on that. If it's a little bit bland, a little bit more fish sauce. And the more Thai cookery you do, the better you get at this seasoning. Then you take it off the heat. And this sounds like it's a strange thing to do, but you pour that scrambled egg mix in and you fold it through. And as you're folding it through, the heat of the noodles kind of turns the egg kind of silky, and coats the eggs, not really stodgy, but it coats it all together. And that's pad Thai noodles. It's that easy.
Wow.
Then you just put it into 3 or 4 bowls, wherever's eating it. Another little wedge of lime on the side, some crushed salted peanuts and some fresh coriander. and it'll be just like you're in Thailand, I promise you.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, very, very delicious.
And very easy to do. Gareth Mullins, thank you very much. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.